Well, hey guys, happy Saturday. Trust you well. Welcome to my daily update video. In a few moments, I just want to share some thoughts on the most important division in Christianity and how to solve that problem. More on that in a moment, but if you're new to my YouTube channel, why not hit the subscribe button down there. Check out our daily podcast as well with these messages, my Sunday or traveling messages. Just messages from the past as well, audio teachings I've done there. Three quick other things as well. Tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to be speaking here in the morning at 10 a.m. Actually, we're going to be gathering here praying for the nations and praying for Ukraine. So I really encourage you to come. You know, everybody needs to join a good Holy Ghost prayer meeting. And we walk around this room praying in the Spirit, interceding for the nations. I'm going to be praying for Ukraine here tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'll be speaking here at 10 a.m. The service starts at 10 on Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., I'll be in Western Mass in the Berkshires, in Berkshire Christian Fellowship in Otis. Service starts 4. I'll be speaking on something really great there. Two other things as well. I have a new course on my ministry school, one all about the goodness of God. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And if you think about it, if you unpick that verse, there is a seeing of God that comes not through our eyesight, but through our tongue. There's actually, you can get sight through your tongue. There's parts of seeing God we won't know until we taste God, until we experience God. And I have a course all about the transformational power of goodness. So that is half price at the moment. Check out the link below for that. Lastly, I'll be taking a team to the nation of Ireland in the month of May. I have a really great team coming, probably the best team I've ever taken. And there is still place for you if you're interested, if you're a born-again, Spirit-filled Christian, if you're somebody committed to your church. Talk to me if you're interested in coming to Ireland on a supernatural missions and mentoring trip. Again, details on my website, gjm.org. Good. Well, let me take a quick moment and just share. I was thinking about this today. In the body of Christ, there are many divisions, and there always have been. There really have been. Historically, in the early church, there were divisions. Right from the beginning of the church spreading out, separate to me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work to which I've called them. You know, one chapter later, Paul and Barnabas go their separate ways. And you see at times divisions between a Jewish church and a Gentile church. We saw a division between Rome and Constantinople, what we now call Istanbul, the Church of the East, the Church of the West. You see like a Catholic Protestant, division in church. Here in America, they say Sunday morning is the most divided day of the week, where there's like often churches, black churches, white churches, the pigment of somebody's skin, churches. There are evangelical churches, lines between evangelicals and Bible-believing Christians or Spirit-filled Christians, as I like to call them. There are divisions on the end times, on Israel, on many, many things. But the most basic division, I think, in the body of Christ is actually the one that Paul and Peter and the writers of the New Testament address more than any other. And it's the division between mature and immature. And if you'll think about it, nearly all of the epistles, they were written, really there's three things that go on. They address specific problems the churches were going through, often problems that were no longer going through, but all of the principles apply to problems that we're going through. So they address specific things. Secondly, they address our, if I can call it that, our placement in Christ, who we are in Christ Jesus. Years ago, Kenneth Hagin wrote just a great little book. I love giving them away, called In Christ Jesus. And Hagin talks about going through, the New Testament and underlining all of the phrases in Christ, of Christ, in Him, in Jesus, all of these little phrases, and then praying them out. They're a description of who we are in Christ Jesus. Really important thing. But thirdly, and I would say most importantly in a way, the whole thrust of the New Testament is to challenge the church to grow up. And I think if there are two words God's saying to the church right now, I don't think it has anything to do with vaccines or Trump or Biden or this thing or that thing. It's grow up. Grow up. The challenges we face in the church aren't the exterior things we look at. Rather, the internal things that we have going on are not within us. You know, Paul talks about the law being useful for children. It's like a nanny that brings us to maturity. And yet when we come to full age, we can receive the things God has for us. And I think we're not waiting for God to give resource, if you will, to the church. Rather, God is waiting for the church to grow and get to the place where we can steward what he has for us. Paul says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, and I had the knowledge base, the reasoning, if you will, as a child. Sometimes people say, what's the difference between thinking and understanding? One relates to the head, the other's more like a breadth of a heart issue. But Paul says, now that I've come to maturity, I put away, literally like I've divorced myself. The Bible says a man should not put away his wife. Paul says, I put away childish things. And I believe God is saying that to the church right now. So many, many verses on this, literally every epistle. You know, we talk about the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. What are they there for? They're there to equip the body to do the work of the ministry. And the next verse says that we'd be no longer children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in him would grow up in him in all things. So speaking the truth in love, we grow up into him in all things. So I think the Lord is saying to the church right now, grow up. And let me give you a few thoughts on over the next few days on how we do that. But there are actually stages and seasons of our life and our growth with God that we walk through. John the Apostle wrote in 1 John 2 to three groups of Christians. He said, I write to you little babies. And he says, all you know is that your sins are forgiven and rock on. That's all you need to know when you're a baby Christian. He says in 1 John 2:14, I write to you young men. And if you will, the word is like a teenager, the adolescent. I write to you young men. You're growing. You're strong. The word of God abides in you and you do battle with the evil one. But then he says, I write to you fathers. And it's interesting. He says, because you literally says you intimately know he who is from the beginning. And there are stages in our life we go through. The key, in a sense, the key to growth is to say, Lord, what stage am I in? Where am I in growth? In what areas do you want me to grow right now? Not looking at other people or letting other people judge us, but rather we should be saying, Lord, search my heart and know me. Where do you want me to grow? What are the areas you want me to stretch? What are the trainer wheels, the stabilizers we call them in the UK, that you want me to take off my bicycle now because they're no longer needed? What's the rubber ring you want to take off my arm because I don't need it anymore? And you want to learn me to go deeper into the things of God right now. And so often we are having discussions in the church that are not wrong. The problem is we're the wrong people having the discussions. What you think about a vaccine is not right or not wrong, but it's often coming from a place of immaturity where Satan distracts us from the main call to a minor call, to a lesser call. Boom. So grow up. Come on, God's saying grow up. God's saying I've got the car keys for you, but grow up so that I can entrust you with the car keys of the kingdom of God. Yeah. So more on that, probably Monday I'll come back with another video, but hope to see some of you guys this weekend in the plan of God. Enjoy your day. It's a beautiful sunny day. Dylan and I have just been shoveling snow here in the church. And so may your pathways be clear of snow in Jesus' name. Hit that subscribe button and